Well, welcome again. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Are you here? If you're in the house, say amen. 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 Good, good. It's good to be in church. God is doing some just amazing, exciting things with us, and I see it. I see it in the fruit that happens as a result. I don't always see what God is doing specifically to each one of you, but I see the fruit. And Picnic was awesome. Hopefully, for those that were able to be there, if you didn't go, you missed out. It was such a good time. We had so much fun. And that's some of the fruit that I'm seeing, is just the blessing of the unity and the love and the excitement that I'm seeing. And those are all symptoms. Those aren't the cause. The cause is what God is doing in you. That's the cause. What God is doing in our youth, and what God is doing in our young adults, our young married people, what God is doing in our senior adults, and that's the cause, what God is doing. But the fruit that I'm seeing is the excitement and the love and the joy and what I see on your faces, even right now. That's what God is, that's the fruit that I'm seeing. I'm excited about that. So we are wrapping up a series of messages, a very brief series of messages about more than conquerors, this victorious lifestyle that we have through Jesus Christ. You are more than conquerors through Jesus. And we are kind of concluding that series of messages today. So Bob was head over heels in trouble. Not head over heels in love, but he was in trouble. And but doing very little to help himself out. And so he had a friend, and his friend says, "Bob, you've got two hands. Why don't you do something for yourself?" And Bob is worried and just fretting, and he goes, "I am," Bob replies. He says, "I'm wringing both of them." Ha ha ha. Dr. Charles Mayo, I'm talking to you about worry today. Dr. Charles Mayo, he says, worry affects the circulation, the heart, the glands, the whole nervous system. I've never known a man who died from hard work, but many who died from stress. So worry and the stress that comes from worrying affects us, and it affects us negatively. The Lord doesn't want us to worry. There was an evangelist named Vance Havner who says, worry is like a rocking chair. It will give you something to do, but it will get you nowhere. We don't want to worry. The Lord doesn't want us to worry. It accomplishes nothing. Worry accomplishes nothing. The Lord does not want us to stress. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. That's what Jesus says. He doesn't want us to worry, but rather to have faith in him. Jesus went to see some of his friends, Mary and Martha, in Luke chapter 10. He goes to see Mary and Martha, and he enters this village. And a woman named Martha, his friend Martha, welcomes him into her house. She had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his teaching. Mary loved to hear Jesus teach, but Martha was fretting. She was worried, trying to make sure that the meal was being done properly. Two different sisters, two different mentality, two different approaches to being around Jesus, two different approaches to life in general. One in the kitchen working so very hard, and the other one not. The other one with Jesus. One stressed out, really stressed out. So Martha, in verse 40, Martha was distracted with much serving. And she came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Then tell her to help me." How often we've done that, you know, to our parents. "Well, don't you see that I'm the only one working? Go tell my brother, go tell my sister to help me out. Tell her to help me." She's all stressed out and working so hard, but she's stressed out and frustrated and worried that the meal is not going to get done. And what does Jesus say to her in the next verse? He says, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and you're troubled about many things." So many of us are like Martha, so anxious and troubled about so many things. He says, "But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." Mary had chosen what was good, being with Jesus. Martha was stressed out. She was anxious. She was worried. New King James actually says the word worried in it. And the Lord doesn't want us to worry. So many of us are like Martha. We're so stressed out, so worried about so many things and working so hard to make sure those things are getting done properly. And we're stressed and full of anxiety about it. And the Lord's saying, just put your rest in me. Trust in me. Don't be worried so much. Jesus analyzed it rightly. He had a good perspective. She was anxious. She was troubled. Jesus was saying, I don't need that four-course meal that you're preparing, Martha. I don't need all of that. Just trust in me. The Lord doesn't want us to worry. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries about itself. Don't worry. Yet we become anxious. We become troubled. We become full of worries. Worried about it all. Lacking faith in the Lord to take care of it, we're so worried. You can conquer worry. You don't have to worry. How? How do we conquer worry? You can conquer worry, but how do you conquer it? I believe the answer is found in the book of Proverbs. If you have your Bibles with you, if you have your Bible apps, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6. This is going to be our core text for this morning. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So many of us trying to lean on our own understanding. So many of us trying to trust in our own ability, our own strength, our own knowledge. But he says, trust in the Lord. Put all your trust in him. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Notice there are four actions, three commands, and a fourth one being a promise. Four actions: trust, lean, acknowledge, and the last one, direct. The last one is a promise from the Lord. You can conquer worry, first of all, and I want to look at those words. You can conquer worry by trust. Trust, being total dependence on the Lord, total submission to the Lord, giving the Lord everything. Lord, I am yours. You are Lord of my life. You are Lord over my whole universe. All I am is yours. I surrender it all. Not just little bits, not just bits on the day that I go to church, but Lord, every bit of it, it belongs to you. Total dependence on the Lord. God, it's all yours. All my worries, all my anxiety, all my troubles, everything that I'm fretting about, everything I'm worried about, everything I'm stressed over, Lord, I give it to you. I surrender it to you today. God, it's all yours. Have you ever given a gift to somebody just to take it back? Even emotionally. You gave it, but then emotionally you held on to it. You could not let it go. It's kind of like you give your young person, you give your child a car, but then you say, well, if you don't take care of the car, you won't get to keep the car. It's that sort of, or you're just stressed about making sure the car is being taken care of, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to, which is a good thing to do, to make sure they're taking care of that car. But giving and then even emotionally taking back what you gave. Too often with God, we give God our trust and we say, Lord, I trust in you. But then we take that trust right back and we say, well, I still got to make sure that I still got to worry about it and I still got to stress about it. And we take that trust right back. We give God our trust and then we say, Lord, I trust in you, but then we don't actually truly depend on him and trust him. We take it right back, emotionally depending on ourselves instead of in the Lord. We say, Lord, here is my worry. But then you take that worry right back. I got to worry about it and I've got to stress about it. Oh, I wish I knew what was going to happen. Lord, here's my worry. Here's my stress. And then the next day, I just wish I knew that it would all be okay. I just wish everything would turn out. I wish I knew that things would be good for my children or for my grandchildren. Notice how we use our words. We say, Lord, I trust. We use that word trust. Lord, I trust in you. But then we might turn around and say 10 negative things about our situation. Oh, how bad my situation is. Or I'm just so worried about what's going to happen. And we use all those negative words. We might use the word trust. We trust in the Lord. We might use it maybe once. Tell our friends, yeah, I'm trusting the Lord. Or you might say a slew of negative things about your situation. Oh, it's just so bad and I don't know what's going to happen. And then at the end you'll say, but I'm trusting in the Lord. But I'm trusting in the Lord. And we'll say that word trust. Notice how you use your words. We need to turn that around. We need to turn our whole frame of thinking around when it comes to trusting in the Lord. We trust in the Lord. Stop talking all the negative stuff about your situation. Stop worrying about it. Keep trusting in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. We can conquer worry with our heart. That's the second word in there I want to look at. We can conquer worry with the heart. Cast all your cares on the Lord. Give Him everything. Give Him all your heart. Cast all those worries, all those cares, everything that you love or are worried about, give it over to Him. Say, Lord, it's all yours. I give you all of it. All my fears, all my worries, everything that is in my heart, Lord, it's all yours. All that I love, Lord, I surrender it to you. I give you all of my heart, all of my desires, all of my, what's in my heart for my future and my future plans, Lord. I surrender it over to you. I cast it to you, Lord. I give it over to you. We have many, so many mental securities and so many emotional ties. We have retirement that we're depending on, these mental securities where we believe if we invest in these things that it's all going to be okay. Retirement, extra cars, having extra cars, so if we know that one breaks down, we'll have another that's ready to go. We have houses that we purchase so that we have something to go to, savings, insurance, all these emotional securities that we depend on. We have all those emotional ties that burden us. We have the ties to our family. Oh, I worry about my family. Or our ties to all of our heirlooms. Or our ties, emotional ties to our home. Oh, you know, worried about what's going to happen to home. This home has been in our family for so many generations. We have those emotional ties to it. Friends, these are just shifting sands. They are just shifting sands. God is our rock. All of these emotional securities that you have, the retirement, the savings, the extra cars, they're just shifting sands. God is your rock. God is your source of strength. Not that savings account. Not that retirement. The Lord is your rock. In Him, you're not moved. Surrender all of these to the Lord. And that doesn't mean give them up entirely, but give them to the Lord. Say, Lord, they are yours. Instead of trusting in these, I trust in you. I trust in you to take care of me. We can conquer worry by leaning. Leaning is the next word there I want to look at. Not to put weight on ourselves. Not to lean on ourselves, but to lean on the Lord. It's kind of like using a walker or using a cane or having something to lean on like this. We are, instead of leaning on ourselves, it's impossible to lean on yourselves. You need something else to lean on. So instead, we lean on the Lord. We can conquer worry by acknowledgement. The next word there. We recognize God. We think of Him. We look to Him. We thank Him for all that He's doing. We acknowledge the Lord in our lives. We give back to Him. Lord, You've given so much to us, so I'm going to give back to You because You've given so much to me. Lord, I return it to You in thanks or in giving. We give to the Lord. We acknowledge Him. We acknowledge our need for His help. We can't depend on ourselves. We can't lean on ourselves. Lord, we need You. We acknowledge You. Psalm 46, verse 1 says this, God is our refuge and strength, a well-proven help in trouble. King James says, a very present help. I kind of like how the King James says that, a very present. He's here. He's now. He's ready to help you. But my version here says, a well-proven help. God has proven Himself to be faithful and true in your life. He is still faithful and true in your life. He's a well-proven help. God is our refuge. God is our strength. We don't lean on ourselves. We lean on the Lord. We don't trust in ourselves. We don't trust in our emotional securities. We trust in the Lord. That's how the Word tells us. The Bible doesn't tell you to trust in the money that you gain from your employment. The Bible doesn't tell you to trust in the savings account that you set aside. The Bible says to trust in the Lord. God is our refuge and strength. God can help you overcome worry. Acknowledge Him and let Him help you to overcome that worry in your life. You can conquer worry by having straight paths. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 says this, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. The New American Standard Bible says he will make your paths straight. I kind of like that. God will straighten it out for you. He goes before you. He smooths it all out for you. He's preparing it for you. He's removing those barriers before you. You know that scene in the movie Cars, the Pixar film where the very first Pixar film where he has to make the road and Mater gets on the road and he goes, oh, it's so smooth. And then he has to go back and re-smooth it out. Well, that's what God does for us. He smooths it out. How many of you had to shovel snow at Springville? Anybody here had to shovel snow at Springville? You are the ones making that path smooth for everybody else. I had to shovel snow. You had to shovel it not just so the kids could walk, you had to do that, but also that the people could get their cars in there. The snow would get so deep, and you had to shovel it all out. And I remember trying to drive in that snow. It would get pretty deep. You are the ones that prepared the way. Kind of like John the Baptist with Jesus. You're the one that prepared the way and made the road smooth and the path straight for everybody. That is what God does for us. God is our snow shoveler. He is the one that goes before and prepares the way, makes the straight paths. We can trust and lean on him. Not on ourselves, not our own securities, but trusting and leaning on the Lord. He directs our paths. Conquering worry God's way. Not the world's way, not society's way, but God's way, the biblical way. And with that, I have three observations. Number one, this promise is for stress-filled people today. It's for stress-filled people today. It's for all of us today. Proverbs chapter 3, it's about wisdom. It's about God's wisdom, and it's about God's wisdom for all of us. Not just for me and not just for them back then, but it's for all of you. It is wisdom, God's wisdom for everyone, everywhere. Everywhere God's word applies. And the you is implied in this. When he says trust in the Lord, he's saying you trust in the Lord. You don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. The you is implied. It's a part of it. It's a part of the scripture there. You, just put, just wherever it says that, just insert you in there. You trust in the Lord. Or you could say, I am to trust in the Lord. I am not to lean on my own understanding. The you is implied. You might be saying, brother, but you have no clue about where I'm at. You have no clue about what I'm dealing with, what I'm stressed about. You have no clue about what worries me, the anxiety and the stress that I deal with. You have no clue about what I'm facing. And to that I say, you're right, I don't. I really don't have a clue of all the stress and the worries that you're dealing with, but I guarantee you God does. God knows every bit of it. And when he says to trust in him, he cares and he knows. What you're dealing with, what you're dealing with in your business. All the stress and the worries you have about making sure you have clients or making sure that you're growing your business, making sure that the income's coming, and God knows about all of it. God knows about your place of employment, whether they are doing good or doing bad, and how you're going to be able to do because of it. God knows all about all of it. He cares. He says, trust in me. Trust in me. Trust in the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding. Your own understanding says you got to worry about all of it. You've got to worry about your employment. You've got to worry about your job. You've got to worry about your business. You've got to worry about your children. You've got to worry, 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 worry. But God all the while is saying, just trust in me. Just trust in me. Lean not on your understanding. On all your ways, turn to me. Acknowledge me. I am the snow shoveler in your life. I will make those paths straight. I will direct your path. Just keep looking to me. And there's the condition right there, brothers. There's the condition right there, sisters. You've got to keep looking to him. If you start looking to yourself, if you start looking anywhere else but God, then it doesn't apply to you. You've got to trust in him. Look to him, acknowledge him, and then he will direct your paths. He'll make your paths straight. Trust in the Lord. Number two, God will do his part if only we do our part. Our part is to trust. Our part is to lean. Our part is to acknowledge. We need to trust in the Lord. Our part is to lean on Him. Our part is to acknowledge Him, to worship Him, to look to Him. Every day of our lives, it's on us. If you work the Word, I've heard this said before and I believe it, if you work the Word will work for you. If you continue to live according to God's Word, God is faithful in your life. If you work the Word, God's Word will work for you. Our part is to continue to lean on Him, to continue to trust in Him, continue to look to Him. Such as in Psalm 55 where it says to cast your burdens on the Lord. Cast your burden on the Lord and He will sustain you. Cast your burden on the Lord and He will sustain you. Our part is to look to Him, to trust in Him, to lean on Him, to cast our burdens on Him. We do the casting. We do the leaning. We do the casting to the Lord, casting our burdens on Him. God does the sustaining. God is the one that takes care of you. God is the one that makes the path straight, but only if you do the casting. Only if you do the leaning. Only if you do the trusting. We have our part in all of this, to lean on the Lord. There's a hymn by Charles A. Tinley. He says this, "Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely bring you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there." I had a friend from Florida who was on Lights, back when Lights was traveling around, and they came out to our area, and I got to know him. He's a great guy. And he used to sing the Cast Your Burdens song. Cast your burdens on Jesus, for He cares for you. But he was originally from Jamaica, and so he'd always sing it with his Jamaican style. Cast your burdens on Jesus. And that's what I always hear. For He cared for you. I can't even do it justice. But he always sang it with his Jamaican style. That's what I always hear in my mind when I think about that song. Cast your burdens on Jesus, for He cares for you. Our job is to cast your burdens on Jesus. Give Him all your cares. Give Him all your troubles. Give it all to the Lord. Acknowledge Him every day, in every way. God's job, He takes care of you. He makes the paths straight. Number three, God can handle all areas of your life. He is able. He is more than able. He is able to take care of your problems. He is able to take care of what's going on in your life that you're so concerned about. He is able to take care of all your problems. Every bit of it. God is able. His arm is not shortened. God is capable of helping in your life and taking care of all of it. So give Him all your areas. And you might be saying, right now, you might be saying, all areas? Wait a minute. Every area of my life? Not some. Not most. Yes, but all. Every area of your life. Give all your concerns to the Lord. All is used twice in this passage. What's interesting, Michael and I were talking this morning about a particular scripture, which it used all or completely like five times or something, just in a couple of verses. Here we see in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on your own understanding." And then he says, "In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths." Catch what he's saying here. You trust with all of your heart, every bit of it, you give Him all your trust. You lean with all, not with some, not with a little, but you lean with all. You trust in His allness. Is that a word? His allness to take care of you. You trust in Him. He is your all in all. You acknowledge Him with all your ways. You acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. You give Him all. Every bit of it. Think of your most stressed out, stress-filled areas of your life. There's a very popular song today, Stressed Out. Think of your most stressed out, stress-filled areas of your life. Is it your job? Is it your family? Is it a strained relationship? What is your most stressed out area? Just focus on it for a second. Now, take all that worry that's eating at you, like a disease that eats away at you. Take all of it and leave it with Jesus. Whatever's bothering you today, whatever's worrying you today, whatever's stressing you out today, leave it with Jesus. Give it to the Lord. I want to close with an old chorus that we used to sing. It says, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Beginning today, lean hard on Jesus. That's the good news. Jesus handles it. Jesus can take care of it. Put all your trust in Him and see what He can do. Let's learn to lean on Jesus. Worship team, you can come forward.